You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. I think it's good evening most of the case when you listen to this program. We are going to have a drive this evening, but I want to talk about Memorial Day first. And the drive we have, I wish I could spend it all on our veterans, but I would like the veterans to call today. It's Friday, and Monday is Veterans holiday, of course, and I would love to open the radio program to veterans anonymously. I just want to hear you say, I want to hear why you give your life to people you don't know and don't care about you. I'd love to hear this. I want to hear it from your heart, because it's something that most people would not think of. And I don't know how to explain it, but I understand you. I'm a veteran myself, even though I didn't do a whole lot. But never mind, that was the Second World War. And British soldiers in those days didn't get much training. It was awful. Just, you know, just a rifle, a bayonet, and a couple of marches, and throwing a hand grenade and all the different things, and getting gassed as a practice. But I didn't see all what you saw. But never forgotten it. Never forgotten it, because I see, since I've been in America all these years, I've been in America God knows how many years, I've seen a reason why you shouldn't. Of course, I don't know how to say joking. It's not a joke. But Americans, are they worthy? I see you coming home in years gone by when you were coming home from Vietnam and places like that, and people throwing stones at you and calling you killers and murderers and things like that. And I know that doesn't represent the whole country, but I don't hear the country yelling. And I think I can trace that to the media that sort of lives, gets pleasure in pumping that out to America and upsetting many, many, many people. And also remember the loved ones. This is the time we need the loved ones who love their soldier husbands, soldier privates, you know, male and female. Why, one third of this country is basically, if my information is correct, one third of this country is somehow connected to the military. And then it comes to, what else, is the Veterans Administration. They're still dying 22 a day. Nothing's changed. You traitor in the White House. Just change the person who's in charge. It's not any different. They're still waiting to die. And you don't fight for them. I want to cry. Just see them. I can just see it. I try to get into one of those places. It was like death. The place we live in Medford, I'm near Medford. I went to try to communicate with them. I couldn't. I tried through three times. I want to help them overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. But I'm not well known. I'm well known in the military, but not in the psychological or wound, the, you know, damage department. Excuse me for not having the proper words for that. And they're dying. And they're just waiting to die. And the trouble is that the suffering I see, if I can call it suffering, is that I can't do this on my own. I'm an 88-year-old man. I could do more if I was younger. But I see, I mean, even in America, people are dying like flies and committing suicide.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening again. I am not used to doing a program which I'm about to try to do. My business is helping everybody in this country, everybody in the world, everybody I can reach, to help them to overcome. Well, since it's Memorial Day on Monday, and I won't be doing a program, this program will be repeated on Monday, if it's any good, that is. I just wanted to talk about the PTSD aspect, and I want to talk about the wickedness of our president. He didn't change anything, and you know this. He didn't change except the person in charge and all the people that are killing our soldiers. You know, when you go to hospital, seconds count. How is it you allow, my fellow Americans, how do you allow, knowing the information, willfully knowing the information, recognizing the information because it's put out in the media many times, that you don't get together around every VA hospital and make sure that seconds count and not weeks and months, because this is the deliberate means of killing your soldiers. They are being murdered in their hospitals, in their VA hospitals. They are being murdered and they know it, but they're broken and they can't do anything. Please help. How do you help? You got a person in the White House that represents two of our enemies in his belief system. Yes, he's a Marxist and a Muslim, but not necessarily a good Muslim, but the bad ones, because there's bad Americans too. So I just want to make that clear. But we associate it with wickedness with Muslims, but it's not the Muslims, because the Muslims are different. You're not dealing with a religion, basically. You're dealing with crime, murderers, thugs, and all in the name of religiosity. But let me put that aside. I want to have someone call me and say, I want to start something near a Veterans Administration. I want to get 1,000 people or 100,000, whatever number people is, to come to the rescue of your soldiers. Because when the person, the statistics of war is 10 people are injured to everyone killed. And so these, let me see, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, however long, I was on the radio getting statistics. And I found out that at that point, after Vietnam, I got the information that 150,000 soldiers had committed suicide. I mean, I almost fell to the floor. But it continues from there. It is well known, I don't want to put myself up here, but I have a skill. It's well known to the media. It's well known to the military. It's well known to the generals, many of them, three and four star generals. It's known that I can help to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder in maybe 20 minutes occasionally, up to a week, maybe a year at the longest, which is simply the taping off of all the things and successfully becoming a real person, discovering their minds and souls. It is a process which is joy every day, not struggle every day to overcome what's overcome them. And so I would like, please, 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 if you're a veteran, here's 2 hours. This is your time to express, not that it gets to the whole country, but maybe you could make some suggestions. Maybe you can express yourself, the frustration you have for having fight the enemy, see your friends' heads blown off, losing your legs, and you have to wait 2 months for a treatment for anything. What kind of man is this treasonous person in the White House, and why don't you see this and take him out in the proper way? And you don't, because you're politically correct. You don't want to be thought of as a racist. You stupid fools. You wicked people. It's all about you. How people look at you. Oh, I don't want to be thought of as a racist. That's not the attitude of your soldier that goes to war and gives his life. Do you understand this? Could we have an evening where would you give your life? Maybe you don't know that you would, but I would like to discuss it. How does a person... Now, there's a reason why a person wants to go to war. I get it. Some people just want to get action. They want to kill somebody. And the reason for that is because they brought up wrong. You don't like... I in the military, I didn't want to go kill somebody, but I would do it. Because my family... Half my family was murdered. So naturally, it wouldn't be a problem to me to blow somebody's head off. But I don't look forward to it, just have to do it. Just have to do it because you have to. There's no way of preventing. If you don't, if you try to appease them, everything's finished. There's got to be somebody that stands up. Somebody has to give their life. And those somebodies are the best human beings on earth in the military. Now, when I was in the military, I was 18, about 17 actually, I got in a little earlier. We didn't get very good training, like you get now. Wonderful training, you have wonderful training. So it reduces the number of casualties, I should say. Lots of calories, by the way. But it reduces because they're so sophisticated. But the platoon that I was in was cannon fodder. I got a rifle, a bayonet, hand grenades, gas mask, whatever it was, and walked 25 miles, that's about it. And that's about it. Go through some assault courses. We were cannon fodder. But it had to be that way because the war began so suddenly. One morning, we wake up, everything was good the night before, the next day, war. And war could be prevented if you elect the right people. But something happened to America that America does not want to see. That you elected a person that intended to destroy America from the very first day he was in office. So fundamental transformation did not mean up. Whoopee! It was down. And the second time you elected him is another stupid thing. And the military saw it. But what could they do? They're not in the political business. You are the political business. And I see that you've made some changes right now. You're beginning to wake up. I guess it's suffering that you experienced from this man. But the point is, he's still in power. And this is dangerous. He knows his time is up. He represents the criminal form of the religion I just mentioned, Muslims, the criminal side. And he represents Marxism. And both of them work together. ISIS is not killing Russians. They're doing the work for Russians. See, but they're not killing Russians for being infidels, are they? So Russia's up to no good, and there's terrible things happening. And I just want to say one more thing quickly. Venezuela. There's a certain person who owns it in this country. Soros. He owns it. And what's going on in there is revolution. And why do you... Now, you don't hear this on radio. You don't know what's really going on in Europe. You have to listen to a French station if you want to really get some news, and it'll be astonishing. There's a French station on your television. So, what's going to happen? It's good. You see, it's happening. Soros practically owns Venezuela, and there's no government there anymore. It's chaos. Now, it's chaos is political. It's politically started, and when chaos begins, there will be a rush towards our borders through Mexico. You see what was happening when you create chaos, and people that don't have guns, they can't defend themselves. They're running into other countries, and then other countries become overcome with mostly the enemy and people mingled amongst the people who are fleeing. And it just destroys the country. There's all kinds of things that I could say about that. And take over the country like France. And then you have the wrong kind of people being elected. How do we elect the wrong kind of president? It's because it's all about stuff. And it's when it's about stuff, you're blind. You don't care. All you need is drugs, alcohol, and copulating in the alley like a dog. And it's all about pleasure. See? And for the military, it's not about pleasure. It's about protecting your freedom while you're throwing them that freedom away. They have virtue. And they have purpose. And they're willing to give their lives for us. Do we deserve it? Well, that's a difficult question to ask, but since I raised it for myself, I don't think I can answer it. But I think now, with the person you chose to be your president, I think now things will turn, but not before the 6 months left with Obama in power. That cannot be allowed, because he has something up his sleeve, and Venezuela is part of it. Soros is a friend of Obama. You can see who his friends are, is our enemies. And that's a strategy to break down the border before we have to be able to build it up, if you know what I mean. Can you imagine a huge rush of people and you don't know what's mingling amongst them, and what the border control have to do, they have to shoot. You got to keep your borders. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country. Don't you get it? You liberal, stupid people. You always want to bring people. No. You bring people in when they're examined. Okay, we've got it right back. Oh, no. Let me give you the phone number. 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. All right, now we've got to have a little bit of, if you don't mind, forgive me, but we're having a pledge drive, and the reason is it funds us through the summer months, and these summer months are critical for me. I'm hoping to get more stations because the stations are breaking down. Soros has seen to that. You've lost half the stations. So that you can't hear our propaganda against their propaganda. The media wins. You don't see what's happening outside your world. You don't see what's coming to you. What's coming to you is what's happening to Europe. It's being overcome. Civil war causing millions and displacement of millions of people and interrupting and disrupting all of the countries around it. See? America stands that way in a similar way. Venezuela is purposely doesn't have a government. Something's gone wrong and it's politically manipulated. He owns Venezuela. You know who I'm talking about. So he can make things happen. You know, I beg your pardon. I just mentioned Soros. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. But I remember the word Soros because my mother used to say Soros means, yeah, you know, Soros means, you know, being sad and unhappy. Trouble. Yes. Thank you, is my son involved. So this is why we're having the pledge drive. It funds us through the summer months. And the commercial you hear on your local station during that show does not pay our bills. They pay your local stations their bills, you see. So they get their commercials from people in business. My business isn't sort of saleable. It's supportable. And it's the only way I can make it. So if it's like a commodity. If you look at it as a commodity, I can't really say, give me this and give me that for this and that. Everything I say on my email, not my email, my website. It's free if you want it. All you have, especially to military people, especially. And I will help you to take the blindness out of your eye, the speck in your eye, and wake up. You are waking up, but waking up is not sufficient. There's got to be an understanding that you are being had. And from thousands of different ways. But there is only one way that I can help you with this if you will do a 7-minute meditation. And you're going to get a copy of that. See, let me see what you have. Yes. The pledge drive premiums. Normally, people give money and we don't give anything back. Now, that would be good for that. I don't never believe in just giving to get. But can I give back something that would be valuable to you? So if you can give $25 a month, that would be wonderful. And you get a 7-minute meditation, which you get free anyway. What you have to do is go to my website and download it and keep it. And you'll see your problem will start to melt away, no matter what it is. All right. And so this, if you can give $50 a month, then you get the same thing. But still, it's good you can give it to somebody, see? That extends the realm by which we can retrieve our country back from all the bad guys. But we give you pearls of great price. I do recommend that. We used to have it on the website. Pearls of great price was recorded 30 years ago, when people were more intelligent. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not being rude, but there's more bright people. There's not so, people weren't so full of stuff. I've been on the air 55 years, and the brightness of people, they was willing to understand their small problems, didn't get big ones, and the conversations were magnificent. But on this program, every now and then I get somebody who is alive or wants to be alive, and I can see it's broken. But otherwise, I'm on my own, doing it on my own, trying to say this and that, and people like it. But you need a call, and today I'm asking a call to soldiers. I can't take kids. I can't take any kids into their bed, wet their bed today, if you don't mind. Rob, call me another day. This is about veterans. I don't really want to change the subject, if you don't mind. Okay. So what's happening is, if you give $100 a month, then you get pearls of great price. See, I want to give you that, and it isn't expensive for us to do that. But, you know, anybody can get anything from me for the foundation for no cost. That's what it's for. I've given, if you like, a little bit of knowledge about what's happened after 6 years. I had enough money to print 100,000 CDs. They all went in about 6-7 months, maybe a year. And then I built an organization and left it to itself, a non-profit organization, which I feel ashamed, because the person that runs it to me is improprietor. He was meant for me to give me a lead into that world. And for a little while, I met all these generals and all the experiences they had with it. It was wonderful. And in my book, Cure Stress, you have the chief pastor, I don't know what you call them, but the chief says it helped him tremendously. But anyway, let me get back to the pledge drive. That if you could give $100 or more a month, if you will give $100 a month or more, allow me to send to you the Pearls of Great Price CDs. It's the best calls 30 years ago, and they are beautiful. Are you to get an hour's worth or something like that? The person that's calling you is magic, because you can see by him speaking or her speaking up and expressing what they're going through is really what's going through you. And you're saying, I see that as happening to me as well. And the minute you see it's happening to you, and you're happy to see it because you've never seen it before, you start to wake up. And waking up is a hypnotic trance. It's called sin. Sin is hypnoidal. Sin is hypnoidal. It makes you compulsive. Alcohol, drugs, sex, anything, sniffing glue, stealing. So, or even stealing is an addiction. Can't stop when you start. Thief on a cross couldn't stop. But he was a different person today. He didn't want to sniff, didn't want to thief. He didn't want to be a thief, but he couldn't help it. The other thief enjoyed it. So my work is to help you to understand this, but let me get back to my subject matter. The pearls of great price are very, very valuable, and the common sense Christianity will help you understand certain words that make your soul fly into the sky. 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Can you remember that all the way through the weekend? Thank you. 800-500-0922. That's the number you call. Okay, let me just do that one more time again. So I said the reason why we're doing a pledge drive is take us through the summer months. So the commercials you're hearing are local stations during my show. Do not pay them. I did all that already. So anyway, the pledge drive will go on. And let me give you the phone number again in case you missed it, because I began to stray away from the point, as I sometimes do, because there's a relativity here and there. And it pulls me off, so I have to come back. And one of the things I didn't do so much is give you the phone number. It is 800-500-0922. If you'd like to give a check to the Foundation of Human Understanding, we're a non-profit, and we are legally equivalent to the Catholic Church. Exactly the same status, legally. Non-profit, and you tax deductible. I understand half of you in this country are really in bad shape. But if you sent a dollar a month, I mean $5, you couldn't afford that. If you give up cigarettes, how much would it help you to, how much would you have if you gave up drugs and cigarettes and, yes, an addictive sex life? That takes you further and further away from salvation. Gambling. Wasting your money on just this and that. Buying a car you don't need. I drive all second-hand cars. And nearly all my furniture is second-hand. I don't live in a fancy place. It's a nice place. And I have to tell you something. The clothes you see me wearing on my video shows every Sunday are at least 35, 40 years old. They come back in style again. I'm happy with what I've got. Now, if it doesn't look too bad, I buy myself a suit, but I think they also, since I'd only wear them on when I go somewhere, I wear blue jeans otherwise. That's it. And a shirt. I'm just an ordinary guy. But extraordinary knowledge. And a love for my country. I'm born in England. I'm an Englishman that came to America and said, this is where I need to be. I saw it falling apart. I spent my time, my life, looking for the secret of life. And God gave it to me. I want to be able to give it to the military. But the trouble is, I spent all the money creating an organization, non-profit. I paid for it all the law things that you have to do, and I put the person in it was not honorable. I'm not going to say who it is, but he does a little bit of good. He distributed my work, introduced me to generals. But the point is, we got 500,000 people, 500,000 men and women listening to my downloads.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, let me put aside the pledge drive for a minute and talk to you about something that's very important. And if you're going to call me, I'd like to speak to a veteran and his experiences. I'd like to say once again, I'm too old to do certain things. It's okay. I don't have the press on my side. I don't have a lot of Christians on my side either. They think I'm some weirdo because the things I say are so simple, and I'm much more successful in helping people than they are, or all put together. I don't mean to be rude. But I am a Jewish person who appreciates your Jesus. as I keep saying, and over and over again, I didn't have to change my religion to believe in a Jew who is now my savior. That's really interesting. You don't have to give up your Judaism, because what has become Christianity is the fulfillment of Judaism. That's why it said that salvation comes from the Jews. And that's why they're persecuted more than any other group, even though persecution exists everywhere. You've been persecuted when you're a kid, and they grow up to be persecuted other people. There's lots of people who try to suppress their persecution experience. When you are persecuted, there's two things that happen. One, you become an appeaser to the bully. In a manner of speaking, you are become a slave. You do say that? In other words, appeasing, you're going along with what your bully does to keep the peace. There is no peace, because you're unconsciously separated from your innocence, which is existing there, calling you, you know, trying to, something is pulling you away from what's good and pulling you into something that's dark and not good. And so that quality has infected millions and millions and millions of people. And then you can make a religion out of that. This is the danger. You can make a religion out of it. So how many people, how many Christians think of loving your neighbor? Yes, love your neighbor as yourself. See, so, but what does that mean? What does it mean to love your neighbor? What does it mean to love? If everything is all about you, you're loving because you want peace. Your love, if the end of the experience of your giving love to somebody is peace, is a good thing. And there is such a thing as such a love that can bring peace. But there is a kind of love which soldiers don't have. I'll come back there in a minute, see, because this is a time to talk about these things. 800-866-8883. So let me say this again, because it's so simple, and yet the simplest thing, the smallest thing, is the root of every problem that ever existed since Adam and Eve, all the way up to Adam and Steve. See, that's how bad it is, simply. Yes, I'm critical of that. But they have a right to be wrong. You all have a right to be wrong. You all have a right to be a drug addict. You all have a right to be a thief and a liar. You all have a right to be a fake Christian, even though that's wrong. Because a fake Christian is what I just described. Because I don't care about anybody else, because Christianity is in its purest understanding, in its purest state, real love. Love that heals. Love that extends the Spirit of God into the world he lives in, rather than the other way round, where the world extends from paradise lost through one man, sin, and death through sin spread through the human race. And that's where the trouble is. Some of us like the way we are. And they're mostly politicians. And I say that with an example. Only 1% of the whole human race has lived in freedom in the 10,000 years that we recognize. Only 1%, including Rome, when it was in its glory. Include that. Still 1% of all the human beings. Why? Because it only takes a few people to control a long lot of people. And let me get back. Because if you as citizens would be soldiers, and soldiers of God, as our soldiers are soldiers of God, they give their life for you, for your freedom. It is said that something, if I could remember it, please, God, put this in my mouth, because my memory is not that very good these days. But it says that a man has no more love. How can I say it? Please help me with this. Somebody call me, 800-866-8883, because I didn't write it down. No greater love has a man than he gives his life for his friend, lay down his life for his friend. That's it. There's no greater love than that. Our soldiers do this. But the problem is they come home and see what pigs you've become. It's all about stuff, and you're not rescuing them. You hear about the VA, right? You know they're dying like flies. You know at least 22 die a day. And I could help, and I could cure, because I have the gift to it. How many years do I have to be on the radio? 55 years. How long do I have to prove myself? How can I get rid of the bad Christians who call me, whatever they call me? How do I get rid of the media that separates me from you, from your health, and you're beginning to see what liars they are? I love you. I love this American country. But it's only America, and the kind of America that is a Shangri-La, could be, for everybody in the world. We need to set the example. But what do you do? You got 80% divorce rate. What does that say? Your children are ruined. That's what it says. You're drunk. You're a pervert. You're degenerate. You got anxiety. You're into drugs. You're into legal or illegal drugs. Mostly illegal drugs. Most people take snort, pot, whatever it is. I haven't. I don't even know what it looks like. You know what happened? No, they don't dare to come next to me. Nobody dares to approach me with drugs. They know it. I send out a signal. I don't know what signal it is, but it keeps people away. I don't even know what it looks like. Honest, I know it looks like in a picture. It never comes to me. I'm 80 years old, 88 years old, never come near me. Because the person who tried to do that. I have to say that, I just remembered it one time. My vice president, he was a very famous person, I won't say anything, very famous. And he was some kind of avatar in another religion, a very big religion. And he came over, his wife says, "Why don't you go and help Roy?" But anyway, what he did, I found out one day, he says, "Would you like to taste this?" I said, "What's that?" He says, "What was it? It wasn't marijuana, it was something else." I said, "Nice of you to talk, good night. I said, you can go and work with my people in Hawaii. He wanted to be a yogi, that's what he was. He was a chief yogi, very chief, and next in line to whoever that was. It's a long time ago. And then he died. That was it. And I want to say to you that I don't mean to be rude. I just need to have speak my heart. I'm not running for a position. I'm not running to be a president or to be a senator or anything like that. I need to speak to you plain, simple. America has been degenerating. And there are forces behind that degeneration that has been at work for the 1960 is 55 years, roughly. It's a little bit more than that. The minute I came aboard on radio to bring good news about the fact that I can overcome post-traumatic stress disorder and just know almost every symptom that ever existed, up to 95%, and I have evidence to prove that, doctors, psychiatrists, that's another story. And yet, I see organizations helping prisoners and not prisoners, but veterans of our country. And they do nice things physically. And that's not my department. I do nice things mentally, spiritually. And there's nobody in America that knows how to do this but me. And I could help save the lives of those 22, put me in that job. And please, I don't know what our new president will do, but we might not have a new president the way things are going, because there's going to be a tremendous rush from South America. I just said that, didn't I? Venezuela has gone into a crisis. And what that crisis is very similar to what's going on in Europe. And there'll be a tremendous rush for the borders to want to get into a good country. Good people will have to, but lots of bad people in it. That's how they're going to get them in here. And that's how they've been getting them in here. And that's why the two parties, they'll give you another reason. Either what they say, you can actually surmise that they just want the new people that come in to give them votes. And they're both doing the same thing, so that doesn't really do anybody any good. But the motive behind it, whether they believe it or not, whether they understand what they're doing or not, is to take the borders down. You don't have a country. You don't have a country. You don't have a country. So while the soldiers are dying for our country, we're opening our borders and making it not a country. Okay. So that's all I want to say. The number is... look. This is we're having a pledge drive, and the number is 800-500-0922. Okay, so the pledge drive premium, sorry, it's on my notes here. Look, I don't like to give something back to somebody who gives somebody to me. That, to me, there's a little problem with that. So, in my instructions to do a pledge drive, it was suggested to me by another religion, the Catholic people. There's certain people that love me here and want to help me. It's very nice. So they explain to me how you do a pledge drive, and I never done that before. I just did one 6 months ago. It's been good enough for most, because in the early stages there were more people, and then I had a bad reputation from the media. You know what the media is, just a bunch of liars. There's a few good ones, but not all, I'm sorry to say, really, really bad. And you can't overcome them. They will overcome you and take you out. Because people will believe the worst about the best. Basically, the tendency for most of you when you listen to my program is to hate me. And to believe something bad about me. It's easy to believe the worst about the best and the best about the worst. That's because you're open to... You have become like the thing that has upset you. See, so when you're upset and you try to give peace, and you're not the upsetter, which is the bully. So that's a position he's in. And he could be an appeaser or he can be a bully. That's that reaction to temptation gives him two choices: to go along, to get along, and then to be an appeaser and give your life to the bully, because he's changed you. and he's altered your source of who you are. And so the unholy sits in the place of the holy. See, and therefore, it's like a dark god. You go to that which turned you into the, and so you are the extension of him, and therefore you need food from him, which is reassurance that bad is good. And therefore, you, when you're pressured, you give. And you think of that as love. And then you love and you keep people away, hoping that loving them is only making you an appeaser and attract the enemies.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So, I've done my best to say the things that need to be said. I'm asking Americans to wake up and realize they can wake up because they are asleep. I keep telling you that most of Americans, most people in the world, including my wife, and if you want to know the truth, and a couple of sons I've got, that don't know that they've taken on the identity of their mother. See? And so one of them is spoiled and one is angry. And he doesn't see it. He's very successful at being spoiled, see, and getting his way. They're very successful, both of them are. And one of them does the same thing, but he's angry, and he overcomes people. He's angry people can actually be very supportive. They have an energy and a force that can penetrate you, and cause you to believe them, and cause you to doubt yourself. And into growing up with me, but I don't stay home all the time, so. What is wrong with my wife? She didn't know it either. And I had to come to know it being married. And so, these things happen. But I know I forgot where I'm going with this. I had such a good point of view, and I'll share that with you later on. It's come back to me just now, and there's not much time. But you can't play those two roles. You can't be a bully. Because you're destroying a person and projecting your problem into them. So they become the extension of you and your slave, appeaser. And they might become angry and become like you. One of my grandsons came to me the other day and said, "Grandpa, I'm beginning to see that he's the father he's talking about is a decent guy, he's just impatient." He said, "I become like my dad. I just realized with my girlfriend, I became like my dad. And I see that how I did because of being angry with him. So I'm okay with it now. And my relationship with my girlfriend is better." He said, "But I didn't see that before." He didn't see it. It's extension. And I say to you, you also are extensions of your family. And you're standing in their shoes. If you look very carefully, you try not to be a appeaser, or you try not to be a appeaser, so that you become too strong. And the other choice is, of course, is to be an appeaser. An appeaser emboldens the person who now becomes your bully, and becomes your friend, which is really a fiend, not a friend. And you may not like. That person takes advantage of you, there's the anger. So he or she will eventually reveal themselves that they're not your friend and that you've given yourself to the wrong person. And you get upset and guilty. And when you feel upset, you've got guilt. And when you've got guilt, you tend to want to think that you haven't tried hard enough to love. But love is appeasement, and it emboldens the person to do the same thing back to you, and you can't stop. It doesn't have to be a person, it just be a drug, like alcohol. So the alcohol bottle talks to you. And it talks to you as if something was talking through it from the dark side of the force. It has a power over you. Just a bottle of brandy. Just, see this? So most of you have broken families, and we need to, you need for your soldiers here when they come home, they would like to see what they fought for. See, as it has been happening all too often and not to everybody, it hasn't happened that way. There's so many people who love peace, they think our soldiers are baby killers and they enjoy it. Don't do it. They die for you. So I'm trying to talk to you. Please, for their sake, stop screwing somebody else's daughter. Please. Be a gentleman, men. I'm talking to the men because women need a noble man. They need a father in their husbands. They do need a father. And they need a father for themselves, not just for the kids. Because they're still Eve, and all she wants for her husband to do is say, put that fruit down, Eve, we can't afford it. See? Can you understand this? As I end up the program, here's the three types of gifts we need from you. Can you give $25 a month? Can you give $50 a month? Can you give $100 a month? Or one-time gift of 100, 500, 1,000, 500 million, if you want to, or whatever that is. We're having the pledge drive because it funds us through the summer months, so you can hear us. Because you'll need me through those summer months. It's going to be the most dangerous months you've ever been. Time is shortening with the person that's now elected a potential president. And so he's a tough guy, I know that. And so Obama can't complete what he has to do. There's no telling what he has to watch for his life. But killing comes from the left and rarely from the right. There was a one time a certain black gentleman got killed by a white person. I get it. Because he was standing up for himself. And so you know how I'm talking about. I'm saying that this man in the White House is not your friend. So please support the program so I can be here. Please. Call 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. And if you would like to send a check, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, and the website is fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. We'll be right back. All right, so let me just repeat it again. Whatever amount you can give, we are grateful. And here are the types of gifts we need. $25 a month, $50 a month, $100. One-time gifts of $100, $500, or $1,000. And I always may say in a joke, you know, a couple of million, thousand millions, or whatever it is. I wish people, instead of giving money to super PACs, I wish somebody would give me a million or 2 million or 3 million, 5 million. I could do a lot with that. I'm just working with scraps. I don't mean to be rude, but it's compared with what is ahead of me.